Hello, my friends. That's another Christmas day away. One I didn't think I'd really realised. I've done it and enjoyed it too. I hope you all had a very nice day yesterday. Unfortunately, Kathy was unwell early in the morning, so she was unable to take part in the festivities. But other than that, we had a lovely day. There was Mary, Michael and Leslie, and we had a good lunch. Mary and I preferred beef, where Michael and Leslie are vegetarians, so they prepared their own meal. And then towards evening we had a further nice tea time, pulled some crackers. I got a shoehorn. I don't know what that is to me. Anyway, it turned out to be a nice day, but we decided not to open the presents until today, Boxing Day, so that give Kathy a chance to be with us. And fortunately this morning she was fit as a fiddle again. So when Michael and Leslie arrived, we were able to have the presentations. Now, the people that sent me presents, I must thank them very much indeed, because they realised my possibilities and they didn't send me anything that would upset me. I got 4 CD audio tapes and 4 CD musical tapes, for which I'm very grateful indeed, because I like them both and can occupy the next 2 or 3 days anyway looking at them. But one in particular was one sent to me by Big Dave. It was called Life Dent Lane. Well, I used to live Dent Lane in Chesterfield, but this lad who's wrote this story was a little bit later than mine. He wrote it during the war years and a bit later. But I'd love to compare how he thought of life as I did. And I'm really looking forward to listening to that tape. So once again, thanks, Big Dave. You really hit the nail on the head at times. And other than that, we had a lovely day. The presents were all distributed today. We enjoyed a bit of trifle and drink. And by nightfall, we shall have enjoyed a good Christmas. And I hope that you have too. Other than that, the weather's been dry, cold, but not too cold. And we've succeeded in keeping nice and warm and comfy. And enjoyed the 2 days grand. Now, just before I go, I'll have to go because the breathing is getting a bit rough again. But before I go, I'd like to give you a joke. And it was the prison chapel was filled up. All the prisoners were there to hear the morning service. And they're waiting the vicar. He arrived and walked up the steps at the pulpit. And he says, "I think we'll start this morning's service with a hymn. 139 in the hymn book, called There Is a Green Hill Far, Far Away." And then suddenly there was a loud voice at the back which said, "And I wished our rump bugger and all." Cheerio, all the best.